Lesson 10. What's the point? Paul is known as a pillar within his community. Aside from being a retired veteran, he regularly showed up at town meetings and was considered to be a staple at local town hall or community meetings. Every 2 weeks, the local community center organized itself to feed the hungry, and the first person to show up to help was usually Paul. He also volunteered in the elementary school, reading stories to the children. He served regularly in church as one who took care of the altar, lighting candles and preparing the table necessary for serving Holy Communion. He especially enjoyed being selected to publicly read scripture to the congregation on Sunday mornings. Every night before going to bed, he would open the Bible to a random page and leave it neatly on his nightstand. He told his wife and children this was his way of staying close to God. His wife and children always cringed whenever he spoke about his faith. Although Paul was active in the church and community, he was difficult to live with. His children called him a two-headed monster. They could not understand why they went to church every Sunday and sometimes during the week when their father was so mean at home. He yelled at his wife on most days, was physically abusive to his children, and kicked the dog on a regular basis. His wife was soft-spoken and loyal. In public, they always appeared happy and upstanding. Two of his adult children now refused to attend church, asking the question many times, "What's the point?" Discussion questions. 1. Why should we attend church? 2. What is the difference between faith and good deeds? 3. Does attending church make a person a Christian? 4. Can you be a good person without having faith in God?